Call the meeting to order. We will start the meeting by repeating the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, here we go.
I think so.
Nobody. What I missed.
Go for it.
Approval of the agenda. Approval of the agenda. Any changes?
Fine with me.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
What? Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones to approve the Sussex County Council agenda for August the 1st, 2006, afternoon session, starting at 1:30. Any questions? Mr. Cole is here, but not in the room as of yet. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
My vote is yes. This time we'll go right into public hearings. We have three this afternoon, and I'll have Vince Roberts to explain how he will conduct the public hearings this afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. As stated, this is the time and place for the public hearings on the agenda. When council hold public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application, then the director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting the application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who are present and oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home residence address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or an organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, you can hand it to me, and I will make sure it's part of the record. If there's more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already made. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lang.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. We have three applications today for public hearing, the first one being conditional use number 1663. It's the application of Toe Tapper LLC to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for professional office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundreds, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.4422 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Route 24, 520 feet southwest of Road 297. For the benefit of council, I've provided copies of the site plan for this application. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on July 13th of 2006. We had received comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department. Dr. Roman Orsini was present with Heidi Balliette, attorney, and Earl Jackson and Robert Boyd of Regional Builders Incorporated, who all gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. Ms. Balliette, at the conclusion, provided findings and conditions, which are included in the report. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. On July 13th, the commission deferred action. On July 27th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1663 for Toe Tapper LLC based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the use is medical and professional offices will serve the community. It is also consistent with other business and commercial uses in the vicinity of the property. Two, a centralized location of this use on Route 24 should relieve some traffic on Route 1 and other area roadways. Three, the use is of a public character that will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. Four, the use will not have a significant adverse impact on traffic. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. Two, lighting for parking on the property in general will be down lights mounted on poles or lighting pointing away from adjacent properties. Three, the office hours will be from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sunday, the offices will be closed on Sundays. There may be emergency office hours at any time. Four, required parking will be provided and handicap parking will be marked. Five, the building, stormwater management facilities, well, and septic shall all be located in such a way that in the event that Route 24 is widened, the impact on the subject property will be minimal. Six, there shall be one sign on the property, not larger than 4 feet high by 8 feet long, designating the offices. Seven, Sussex County Engineering has stated that the project is within the county's north coastal planning area and that only 9.86 EDUs are allocated to the site. Under that limitation, any building on the site shall not exceed 9,760 square feet in size. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. The reference to the engineering comments are in the text of my report also. That based on the fact that it's AR zoning, the North Coastal Planning Study area allocated 4 EDUs per acre in that zone, which is equivalent to 9.86 EDUs. And then they calculated that EDUs versus square footage and said that 9,760 square foot should be the maximum. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions, I have not received any additional agency or individual comments to date.
Gentlemen, any questions, Mr. Lang? Mr. Lang, Mrs. Ballier.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Heidi Ballier with the law firm Tunnel Racer, just for the record. I would like to introduce two people that are with me today. I'm sure they'll be surprised, but this summer we have law clerks with us, so two of the law students at Widener University are with us. We have Blake Carey and Katie Levy, so they're using this for their checklist for the bar application. So I just wanted to introduce those.
I assume they won't pursue it any further. You can let them speak.
Well, you might scare them away, yep. But we'll let them observe.
Will you let them speak?
Pardon?
Are you going to let them speak?
They won't have anything to speak unless you would like them to.
Question them or not about it. See how prepared they are.
Okay. Well, for the record, I'm representing the applicant, Toe Tapper LLC, for conditional use 1663. And Regional Builders is with me here today. We have two members, Robert Boyd and Earl Jackson. So they'll be able to answer any engineering comments you might have. The parcel for which we're requesting conditional use is AR1. It's located on the northerly side of Route 24, almost 500 feet west of the intersection of Route 24 and County Road 297. My client's proposing professional offices. The type of use that they're planning is for medical offices, but of course we can't limit it just to medical when there might be some professional use. There is going to be some discussion later on about the size of the building versus the type of use that we have, but I'll get into that later. There will not be any retail sales from this site. There should be minimal adverse traffic impacts to this area because the use is consistent with other businesses in the area. In particular, the adjacent site is the Royal Farms, which has already been approved by the county. And the DLDOT feedback we received that this parcel will share an entrance with Royal Farms, and it will also be aligned directly with the 24 and 5 Business Center, which is across the road. The visibility on this section of the roadway is good, and a shared entrance would be beneficial. The proposed use is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Since the parcel for which the conditional use is sought is an environmentally sensitive development area, it would permit this type of non-residential use proposed by my client. The professional use proposed is consistent with the demands of the residents of the area to bring professional and medical offices to support the immediate community. And of course, Dr. Rossini has an office near there, so he can certainly have personal knowledge to the demands. There's no adverse impact on surrounding property values or other neighborhood uses, and the client's proposed use is consistent with other approved commercial and or business uses, two of which I've already stated, one being the Royal Farms, the other is the commercial center across the road. There will be on-site septic, and Tidewater has also documented to us that they have plans to install a water main along just in front of the property along Route 24 for water services. The socioeconomic benefit of the applicant's business is that it will provide needed medical and other professional businesses to support the community. The applicant has proposed findings, which we've entered into the record and for which Mr. Lank read, that were added into the official record, which you have in front of you. One of the items that is of controversy is the size of the building that's listed in the conditions. I would prefer that the size of the building specifically not be stated, that it just say that they'll comply with the Sussex County ordinances and the agency comments, because the size of the building has to be directly determined by whether they have sewer or whether they have septic. And I think specifying the size of the building would cause possibly another trip through the commission and the council, and I would rather it be left to the agencies to approve directly the size of the building associated with it.
They didn't say how big it had to be. They just said it couldn't be bigger than
9,760 square feet.
And what is the problem with that number?
Well, the proposal was a larger building,
right.
And that is leading me to my next comment. I do have proposed outlines of how the space is going to be used.
If it's under 10,000, you want the sprinkler.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, it's all.
There are 7 units or suites that will be proposed. 2 of those suites are rather large, but they do not create the septic impact or the sewer impact as the normal space would be used. And actually, the engineers are in discussion with the county agencies with regard to that. The storage area is rather large, because the doctor's office directly has a lot of medical space, and so they needed the added storage. The other is the rehabilitative area. It's large because of, you know, the natural size has to be larger for the equipment. So there are some discussions going on about whether or not that space is going to create the outflow from the building, and it could be justified that they can have a larger building and not have the impact that a normal professional office might have. So I would rather the size not be restricted and just leave it to the county agencies to approve it or not.
Well, you're proposing from this, I mean, that adds up quite a bit, doesn't it?
Well, that's would be
22,000, which is
22,000 is the size of it. I'll leave the next comments to the engineer so that they can address it, because they do have some information for you. But I would request that the language state that any building on the site shall comply with the Sussex County ordinances and be approved by the various agencies, rather than limiting it.
Did you have they said X, Y, Z, you know, the 9.86 EDUs. Could that would be, that's for the signed piece of property to study right now.
Right.
If that was put in there still, that would be, where the EDUs would actually judge what they can actually do later on.
Right. Well, the EDUs are derived from
the
formula, and that's what they're going to work it out.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to work out now.
With the EDUs, you're not asking for that to change.
No.
No. I'd rather just not have it stated in this record, because that means we have to come back through here. I'm sure Vince can agree with me. We want to create the least number of trips through here as possible. If a variance or something would need to be granted from an ordinance, that would run through the Board of Adjustment. So that would just keep it from your venue. It would run it through Board of Adjustment, which would be the proper channel. But in conclusion, and as indicated previously, the proposed site is an area which has already been deemed to be suitable for such use under the current comprehensive plan by promoting the safety, health, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. And the adoption of the conditional use is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. I will transition and have the regional builder people come up, and we can directly talk about the EDUs if you have additional questions with regard to that.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
My name is Robert Boyd, Regional Builders Incorporated in Seaford, Delaware.
Earl, would you put up that chart?
I have a handout for you gentlemen that Tom Plotz, a civil engineer from AES, who is the engineer of the project, contacted Sussex County and discussed with Mr. Rob Davis of Sussex County the criteria for these calculations on the square footage. He said their basic maximum rule of thumb per EDU is 1,000 square feet of space per EDU. And then further in that conversation, he stipulated that or a 300-gallon per day use per EDU. Being the type of the building that it is strictly medical, they've done a calculation of, based on the 9.76 EDUs, that would give a daily average of 29, 28 gallons per day for that site. The seven suites, based on 18 patients and employees per suite, using the engineering calculation of 20 gallons per day per person, they're going to run an operation from 8 to 6, 8 a.m. in the morning till 6 p.m. at night. The projected daily usage would be 2520, which would actually leave an extra capacity of 408 gallons per day. Part of the uniqueness in the medical offices is how they tie these docs in, and I'm sure we've all been in the doctor's offices, and it's not the typical commercial use that you're, you know, like a hotel or an office suite that you've got 20 insurance clerks in there working day in, day out, things like that. So it's going to be a very focused office arrangement, and then the owners will definitely commit to tying into the county sewer when the sewer comes through there. The other area of interest is that I think the county would like the entrance to this site to connect and be utilized with Rural Farms, which is building, I believe, to the east of it, and actually use that and space it from a housing development that's going across the street. So the entrances kind of line up and helps the egress to all these properties. The other area of concern, if the county would like for us to, we'd be more than happy to research with Rural Farms. They bought a considerable tract of property with a fairly small building they're going to put on their site. And maybe if we had to, we could even pick up some of the EDU usage from their property. So,
what happens if they redevelop in the future?
Rural Farms?
Yeah. I mean, if that, you know.
Hopefully that would be after the county sewer comes through, sir.
Right, but there was still an EDU problem with capacity, whether the sewers, when the sewers are, that's what the engineering department's talking about, not so much your septic problems, it's even with the county sewer system,
right.
There's an issue of things. So, I mean, you've got these calculations. It'd be nice if we get the county engineering department to look over these calculations, I guess, and see if they find them suitable, because you said some engineers you hired did this?
The civil engineer from AES out of Salisbury, Maryland, reviewed and discussed this with Mr. Rob Davis, our county engineer.
Okay, yes. We don't have any then comments, though, saying if they like it or not, right? you didn't get any feedback from the county on this. Okay. You just discussed it with them.
That's correct. And that's one of the reasons
Need to go a step further then. Okay.
Right. That's also why I said that if we can keep it generally subject to the review of the agencies, that would protect the county and any of the concerns that you would have.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. I have a quick question, if I may. Is it professional offices, is it medical offices, or is it medical and professional? Just for the record, I've heard that it's both.
Our application was for professional, but the doctors didn't know who was taking the building at that time. Now it's strictly medical, and so that's why we defined those uses. These are the tenants that he has committed to this project, and he was trying to do like a one-stop shop where the patient can come in and go through all these services as they would need them. And they wouldn't have to go to Lewis or Seaford or all over to get the same type of service. So, and we just don't have that in Sussex County where you can go to one location. I mean, or we may, but it's not as many. So.
Are there any other questions from council?
No, I just concerned that our engineering department hadn't commented back on their comments and something. It just seems something's left out of the puzzle here. All right.
If you all would take a seat, we'll see if there's anybody else who's in favor of this application. Is there anybody in favor that wishes to speak in favor of conditional use number 1663 Toe Tapper LLC? There being none, is there anyone here with questions or opposition to conditional use number 1663 Toe Tapper LLC? Mr. Rogers, it doesn't appear that there's anybody here besides the applicant on this one. That being the case, you can close the public hearing or...
No, I think I'd like to hear something from our engineering department. It seems that they've substantially modified or changed from what the engineering department's recommended and what they'd like to do. And there's again, comments coming back that, yes, they are comfortable with that or no, they're not. And are we striking then? Also, the other question would be, are we striking then out of the CU part professional? It's just going to be now medical offices?
Yeah, I believe that was a statement made by Ms. Balliet that it's medical
it's
at this point.
The CU is now, we could...
Can't change the title.
But can't we do it in the conditions? We can. In the conditions, we could say, we don't want to change the title, but in the conditions, number one, it says uses of medical and professional. Because, again, they're basing all their water calculations on medical-type uses, not professional.
I think I heard Ms. Balliet say she'd prefer to keep it professional, which...
I don't know. What'd you say?
I said I'd rather keep it as professional as we applied.
Is that what you said? Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry if I misstated what...
Yeah. We're here to accommodate you, it sounds like.
No, I would say the intent is that the tenants be medical offices. But until it's approved and we actually have... you know, an approval by Sussex County. If they're limited to a smaller area and can't do the medical offices, then we are left with having purely professional, which that's why I said we have to leave it up to the county to approve whatever's going to be there. So,
Gentlemen, just so you understand, we can't change the title because that's how it's been advertised, but you can certainly, you know, condition it however you'd like. Yeah. Particularly, I guess, once we get the comments back from engineering, I suppose.
Gentlemen, you've heard... Mr. Roberts and their attorney, Mr. Lane. Any further questions? Do you desire to defer, wait for engineering, or?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we defer and get some comments now to evaluate their engineering firm that they hired to their comments.
Is there support for the motion? A second.
Second
by Mr. Jones. To defer to allow engineering to come back with comments reference to EDU concern.
Let me ask the county administrator, if they were to move forward, if we were to grant the proposal, before they could move forward, they would have to get all agency approvals. They would have to at some point work with engineering on this. And at that point, engineering would work with them on design, and if they were limited based on engineering calculations, well, then they're limited, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. And you still have to go through planning and zoning.
Site plan approval.
Preliminary site plan approval.
This is in a planning area, though. It's not within a sewer district at this point. So that's the difference.
They're doing central sewer right now, so they can build any kind of building they want if they can put the septic tank in. But when we come involved, wherever that may be, how many years down the road, then it could be...
It just keeps us from getting in trouble in the future. So if you care about this sewer service and the integrity of the system, and we keep it so we don't get out of trouble, because 408 gallons is not a whole lot of gallons. A couple drips could eat up 400 and some gallons of water real quick.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to defer. Questions?
Doesn't seem unreasonable.
Call for a vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I'm going to vote no. It seems to me that if they move forward with the proposal, which seems reasonable, it's going to certainly send the message to engineering that they're going to have to design based on accommodating this use. Since it is in the planning phase, I don't see any harm in moving forward.
Mr. Jones.
I'm going to vote yes. Just I'd like it, you know, some kind of information back by so we can have it on agenda for next week, so that because I want to find out if this is legit, then we certainly should allow them to build the 22,000 and keep moving.
Yes. I'm going to have to agree, Mr. Phillips. I think that we're going to put them through a loop that they're going to have to go through anyhow if it gets approved, and I don't see a need in double looping, but I'll go with the majority of the council. My vote's going to be no.
My vote would be yes for deferring. It'll only take 1 week, and we'll put it back on the agenda next week and read the title next week.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, motion passed. Next case would be conditional use number 1692, Millville Volunteer Fire Company, Incorporated. Mr. Lang.
Tuesday morning. We meet next evening.
Tuesday night.
Heidi.
Next Tuesday night.
Okay,
Tuesday
thank
night.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob.
Application is conditional use number 1692. It's the application of Millville Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for a fire department substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.636 acres, more or less, lying north of Road 54, also known as Omar Road, approximately 610 feet west of Route 26. This application was also reviewed on July 13th of 2006. For the benefit of council, I've provided copies of the site plan for this application. We had received, or the commission had received, comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering. Craig Temple was present on behalf of the Millville Volunteer Fire Company, gave presentation. Michelle Brennan and John Marsett were present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1692 for the Millville Volunteer Fire Company based on the record and for the following reasons. One, it promotes the orderly growth of the county. Two, the use will be of a public nature, providing essential services to the area and the community. And three, the site has been purchased by the applicants. The site that has been purchased by the applicants seems to be in a good location to provide them with a quick response to the area that the Millville Fire Company serves. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. Motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments or from any individual or agency since the public hearing. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Gentlemen, questions, Mr. Lang? Mr. Roberts.
Is there anyone here in favor or to present conditional use number 1692 for the Millville Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated?
Good afternoon. My name is Greg Temple. I'm the chief of the Millville Volunteer Fire Company. I also reside in Millville, Delaware. Since 1936, the Millville Fire Company has been providing emergency services to our area, which consists of Ocean View, town of Millville, and incorporated areas of Clarksville. Since then, obviously, as many applicants have been before you, we have a lot of growth in the area. So much growth, and including the Millville by the Sea project, which is the master plan community of over 3,000 homes, our district is growing wildly. And in order to meet the need, we've sought out and purchased property on County Road 54, which is Omar Road, which will give about 30 of our members a firehouse to respond to, which is closer. than going to the main station, which is on Atlantic Avenue. And speaking about response times, we have people that live as far as 5 miles from the station that we currently operate out of, and this is going to cut their travel time down in half, allowing them to have apparatus they can readily respond to in any direction. As Mr. Lank alluded to, we have a very good location here. One of the public comments was that we're so far west from this new development that that concerns some people. Well, the reason we have chosen this property being as far west as it is obviously that's going to be where future growth is going to occur. It's going to continue to move west. This location allows us quick access to Route 17 by going down Powell Farm Road, which is going to give us the access we need to Millville by the Sea. We have looked into property, and we've worked with developers to try to get a piece of property on Roxana Road, Route 17. However, the parcel that they were going to either give to us or we were going to purchase was not suitable for our operations, and that's where we've chosen the Omar Road location. Some of the other concerns was that the property wasn't cleaned up rather quickly. We had to destroy a lot of the buildings that were on the site, and trying to conserve money and do a lot of the work ourselves, that delayed that. But since the public hearing, the site has been cleaned up. It looks rather nice, and they've also planted grass to try to improve the aesthetics. The building that's on the site is not a public service type building, as where it's not going to be having meetings held there. It's strictly for the storage of apparatus and response. We have made arrangements. We have a roll-up door on the front of the building now. We've also inlaid electricity, and we do have prices to run water inside the building. From now until then, we have looked into also getting a contract to bring in a portable restroom for any of the members that respond to the station. And if approved, and if this project continues to work well for us with the response, then this fall we're going to insulate the building and also heat it, and it will be a full-time permanent station for us to run out of for the members that live west of our district.
So what you're saying is, okay, I didn't realize this until just now, that you're going to utilize that building that's there. And I was assuming you were going to build something new.
In the future, we are, sure. But that's probably 2 to 3 years away.
Okay.
Currently, we have it's basically a combine shed. It's a metal building with metal sides, metal roof, that we've made some minor modifications to inside. We have a gravel floor down, electricity, phone service, have an emergency phone out front. To allow, obviously, that's through the fire commission to allow the public an ability to call 911 if need be.
Okay.
But as far as any other renovations, the most we have planned now is to insulate and heat the building, mm-hmm. and hopefully be able to run out of it in the future.
Now, you said there weren't going to be any events and dinners and that kind of stuff on this site.
It's basically a 3,000 square foot metal combine shed.
Well, I know what it is, but yeah. is that a problem of putting that in as a condition? So that the neighbors would know in the future that there's, because you know how much a chicken dinner can cause, some tie-ups on 26, which is a nice straight shot. With that intersection there, it could
Absolutely.
Really be a Del Dot nightmare, mm-hmm. if you had a big, what is it now, beef and dumplings. It's no longer chicken and dumplings, is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Due to manpower shortages, we've dropped that.
It's a shame.
As far as events go on that property, what has been discussed is running training events in the rear of the property behind the station.
But no public. Well, no, I think the concern is more public events. So
right.
Is that a problem, putting that as a condition of the conditional use?
Your new building is not going to be big enough for a meeting in anyway.
No, it's not. The only possibility that would be out there would be having a car show. Because the lot is so large and the area that we're using is so small, we do have a lot of parking available. But other than that, that would at most be a one-time-a-year event, and that is to raise money for the construction of a new firehouse on Atlantic Avenue.
Right.
But other than that, there's not going to be any type of public functions or events held at that current location.
I mean, but as you guys change, the next guy comes in your position, they mold, it may all change, and next thing you know, you could see a lot of activity out there. Is it possible then, Lawrence, that we had some kind of setup that you could allow, like, how many events is somebody allowed currently?
I could allow 3 events 3 times a year on promotion.
Without any kind of?
By letter.
Okay.
Response.
Would that?
That would suffice.
Not like 3 days, 4 days, 3 days.
It can't be 3 day in a row. It's got to be separate.
Right. Okay. Is that?
Maybe 9 days.
That's comfortable, right?
That'd be perfect.
Because I know I've had a few people mention to me that, you know, they're just concerned that when these events can be so big and if they got real popular, they could really be, like I said, tie up traffic even worse than we're having now.
Right. And that location is nice because it is still part of the back road system.
Right.
You know, considering Omar Road, and I believe the Del Dot survey said the car volume there was considerably less than most intersections on Atlantic Avenue.
Oh yeah. How about the other issue was the alarm system?
They have made mention in reference to placing a siren out there.
Right.
And currently with the paging system and the siren we do have at our main station, also in Ocean View, I don't foresee that being an issue. However, if through DEMA or through the federal government, if one would be warranted for public notification of a disaster or something along those lines, then I do believe that that could be a possibility down the road. But in the immediate future, no.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Any other questions from council? There appear none, sir. If you'd take a seat, and we'll see if there's anyone here in favor of this application. Is there anyone present this afternoon in favor of conditional use number 1692 Millville Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated? There being none, is there anyone here in opposition or with questions about conditional use number 1692 Millville Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated? Mr. Rogers, it appears that there's no one here present in favor or in opposition aside from the applicant.
Read the title.
Do you want to put in there about events, because Lawrence said they can do three. Just
in the ordinance already.
It's already in the ordinance.
Right, I know, but if we don't put it in the
they can't do it without
issue. Oh, they can't do it?
No.
Okay.
That's director's approval.
Right. Okay.
Director may be.
In the silent alarm system, we just leave it like if
leave that alone, because civil defense may or Homeland Security may say okay. Have a siren there.
All right.
Could be something that's not in their hands at all.
I think that's the only two issues. You heard the same things, I'm sure. That was about it.
Gentlemen, this is an ordinance to grant conditional use of land in an MR, medium-density residential district, for a fire department substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 6.636 acres, more or less.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones, to approve conditional use number 1692, that of Millville Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated, is read with the three there's no condition, I guess.
We ought to have something in there, I guess.
Planning Zoning Commission recommend approval with the following record of reasons. Just reasons. Promotes orderly growth of the community with public nature and central services in the area, and the site being purchased for the applicants is in a good location to provide good services. Anything else, gentlemen? Let's call for the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
The vote is yes. Granted. Move on. Next case. Conditional change of zone number 1599, Joseph B. Hicks and Barbara Griswold. Mr. Lang.
The next application is change of zone number 1599, the application of Joseph B. Hicks and Barbara Griswold to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying southeast of Route 54, 330 feet east of Route 389, and also being north of Road 389, to be located on 1.2828 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on July 13th of 2006. The site map at the last page of your packet shows you the site and the zoning that are in that general area. Unless you want to see the site plan, I have a site plan. The commission heard comments from DelDOT, the County Engineering Department, and the Conservation District, also from the Office of State Planning Coordination. Mr. Hicks and Ms. Gridwalls were present and Mr. Hicks gave testimony. The applicant submitted 7 photographs of various businesses and signage in the area. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1599 for Joseph B. Hicks and Barbara Griswold to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential to B1 neighborhood business based upon a record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. 1, the project is located within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the 2002 comprehensive plan update. 2, this change of zone will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. 3, the project is in an area that contains other B1 and C1 zone properties and conditional uses. Other uses in the area include shopping centers, storage areas, pet grooming, and office spaces. The applicant has stated that it will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. And 5B1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning ordinance states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping and personal service activities, and that such uses should serve low-density or medium-density residential neighborhoods. This proposed change of zone is consistent with the stated purpose of the B1 zone, and the location along Route 54 is appropriate for such zoning. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Again, for the record, I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date, and I will provide a copy of that survey. The survey shows the existing dwelling on the property being used for an office space. It also shows that other improvements on the parcel. And that's all I have, gentlemen. No questions.
Gentlemen, questions, Mr. Lang?
Is there anyone here on behalf of this application, which is change zone number 1599, Joseph B. Hicks and Barbara Griswold? If so, please come to the stand and. You've heard the comments of Mr. Lank, the Director of Planning and Zoning. Is there anything you wish to add to those comments this afternoon?
No.
Okay.
Do you have any? What kind of business is going to go in there?
The business is already in operation. It's been in operation for about a year and a half.
Oh, did you get violated? You got violated? Or?
No, I was afraid that I would, so I applied for a zoning change. I'm a certified clinical mental health counselor, licensed by the state as a professional counselor of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I have other licensed therapists working with me in the building.
Okay.
My name for the record is Joseph P. Hicks. I'm a resident of Sussex County in the community known as Kenwick on the Bay, and I hope you could call me Joe. Barbara Griswold is present if anyone would like to ask her any questions.
Like saying that?
I pay the bills.
We were going to ask you if you had a coupon book for Mr. Cole, but you know, that we might put it in conditions, but you know, we're going to let you slide. We can't do that on change zone, George.
Don't get him going.
Thank you.
Any other questions from council for this applicant? It appears that there are none, sir, if you'll take a seat. Is there anyone present this afternoon who is in favor, besides the applicants, of change in zone number 1599, Joseph B. Hicks and Barbara Griswold? It appears that there are none. Is there anybody here this afternoon with opposition or questions about change in zone number 1599, Joseph B. Hicks or Barbara Griswold? Again, gentlemen, it appears that there is no one else here with an interest in this application. You may close the public hearing.
And what did our friends at zoning do?
Recommend approval.
Okay, read the title.
Yep.
Go ahead and read it.
Yeah. Gentlemen, again, this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.2828 acres of land, more or less.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve change of zone 1599, that being the applicant and Joseph B. Hicks and Barbara Griswold. Questions? Mr. Cole?
I'll be not voting. I didn't get a chance to get in there to see it.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also with P&Z.
Mr. Dukes?
I agree with planning and zoning's issue. My vote's yes.
Based on the record recommendation of P&Z, my vote is yes. Motion passed. Next, we'll go back into Mr. Kramer as part of the meeting. We're going to start running hearings in the morning, all morning long, then you'll be here in the afternoon, too. Approval of the minutes, June the 20th. Let's get a little closer each time. June the 20th minutes. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Duke, to approve the minutes as in printed form for June the 20th. 2006 for Sussex County Council. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
The vote is yes. Reading correspondence.
Gentlemen, it appears that there's one item of correspondence that's been handed to me this afternoon. It's a July 21, 2006 letter from the Laurel Lions Club addressed to Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips. I would like to thank you and the Sussex County Council for your generous donation of $400 to the Laurel Lions Club's Visions Days project. The Laurel Lions collected a total of $1,673.87 in donation for the Lions Low Vision Research Center at Johns Hopkins Wilmer Eye Institute. With your support, many residents of Sussex County who are visually impaired will have the benefit and advantage of the services offered by the center. Thank you, Lion Joy Spicer, Vision Days Chairperson. And that's the only item of correspondence. Oh, I apologize. Oh, okay. That is the only item of correspondence that I have this afternoon.
Okay, Mr. Stickle, Administrator's report.
Just to let everyone know that tax bills have been mailed out. Over 140,000 tax bills have been mailed out, totaling $87.7 million, which about 85% of that total is for state school taxes, which total about $77 million. And they are due by September 30th without, they wish to avoid a 1.5% monthly penalty.
How much does the state pay us to collect those taxes?
They do not pay us anything. They allow us to do that for them for free. We do the ABCs, the assessment, the billing, and the collection, and the litigation when we have to for them.
Okay.
And you may want to think about in the near future doing reassessment for them.
After your dollar, right. Second. Tell Dave.
We collect again. How much for the state did you say? 77 million?
77 million for the schools.
For the schools.
Okay. Hal Godwin, Administrative Assistant, Wastewater Agreement, Heritage Village, Phase 1 and 2.
Mr. President, members of council, this afternoon we have just one petition for you to consider regarding a wastewater agreement, and that comes from developer Thompson Heritage LLC from Westchester, Pennsylvania. The location is Route 1 and Postal Lane. This will be part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The size of this development will be 147 units of condominium. Service connection charges total $546,252. We have approvals from both our engineering department and DENREC. Estimated days of construction are 30. The construction administration and construction inspection costs total $63,446. Proposed construction cost being $422,977. Supporting motion reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 602, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Thompson Heritage LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Heritage Village, located in West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Tom, you heard the motion.
No move.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by.
Second.
Mr. Phillips. Approve the motion for wastewater Heritage Village Phase 1. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Godwin.
Yes, Mr. President and members of council, you asked me last week to bring back some discussion on properties that might be available to host our new building that we plan to construct.
And
I have some,
this is not going to be done in executive session.
We're discussing.
As far as, I mean, are you just discussing
actual
locations or and prices or?
If the county's looking to acquire properties, and that's going to be the subject of the discussion, it seems like that might be more suitable for an executive session if we're going to be negotiating to purchase properties.
If we're going to be talking about prices and things, right. What's available, it seemed like to me it would be.
What's available is on the is a public notice. I mean, public knowledge. It's on the market, right? You're just telling us what's on the market? None of these are somebody's in somebody's back pocket, right?
You're going to make a suggestion.
No. One of my comments would be that the properties I've identified are all openly on the retail market.
Right, okay.
There may be other properties available to be conveyed that I have not found because I didn't do an ORM analysis below what's advertised currently.
We can legally do this in executive session if that's what the council wishes to do.
No, I'm just surprised it's done here. I figured it'd be an executive session, but that's fine. Doesn't matter to me. But
well, these are all have prices stipulated that are out there in the public.
We are not negotiating the purchase.
We're just looking at what's out there.
Right. I'm just trying to show you what I found available in just a very short order of time. Again, I didn't spend enough time on this to give you an in-depth appraisal of properties that might be available to be conveyed that are not, in fact, advertised for sale.
Mr. Godwin, before you go any further, just so we're clear on what we're doing this afternoon, are these purchase prices, are they based on what the MLS price is or some listed price? Okay.
Yes, these are all advertised prices.
Okay. If you would, in your presentation, though, limit it to facts that are in the MLS or advertised prices without any comments on what might be better than another property or anything like that.
Sure.
Because I think that might be more suitable for an executive session.
Well, also, I was... and this is good, but you know, I thought we need discussion on whether the council thinks this is the best location or if we should look elsewhere. I mean,
why don't we go into executive session and then come out?
I mean, I think it's fine to talk publicly. If there's the majority thinks this is the best location over here in the parking lot, then that's fine. But I brought it up last Tuesday, and I couldn't discuss it then. And I said 10 years ago, and whenever we got this location, that I thought something out on the highway where we could get 20 acres or something would be better if we needed for expansion in the future. And there was not three votes for that, and now we're looking to expand again. And I still have the same feelings that this might be the location, but I think we'd be wrong if we didn't look at it.
10 years ago, the council chose to stay in Georgetown. And since that time, we have continued to acquire land.
For that purpose?
For that purpose. 12 weeks ago, I came to the council and said that we're planning on building an administrative annex building at this location. We put that in the budget. We've been purchasing land. The council just recently approved land for another parking lot. A year ago, the council approved purchasing land for another parking lot all downtown. And then 3 weeks ago, it seemed the council said, no, they don't want to do that. So we're having a change. So this is why we're at this point now.
Well, I agree with all you said, Mr. Stickler, but you also have to agree the day that you called me and talked about putting money in the budget that, I said, Mr. Stickler, it's the wrong location.
Yes, you did. One council person.
That's right. Well, right. I might not have no more support. This might be a 4-to-1 vote that it's... You know, I'm not asking.
Well, then, Dale, what do you want to have then a conversation right now of where? Because I've been going along thinking we're putting it here because we've been buying land, similar to what Bob has said, and I haven't heard anything until just last week or something. Now, all of a sudden, we've got to go back
if
out there.
If the majority of the council feels this is the best location, we can end this conversation quickly. If you don't, then we need to discuss it. I think it's $15 million in a project that
who was here for the first? Just you and I.
Just you and I.
All right. Well, I'll give you my take on it. Dale can give you his take. I remember the conversation originally about going out, and we were getting that Wilmington Trust Company business. And I made an argument that if we got all of it, then we should probably go out there. But the bank was keeping the front. You know, I thought if you rode into that intersection, you could see the county buildings, and it would be nice sitting there. But I didn't want to be sitting behind a bank with our thing. I also thought that it was very important for the presence of the county government to be in Georgetown, in the county seat, which is downtown here. And it also, the positive impact that we have, our employees do have on Main Street of Georgetown, and the little businesses that we've seen them open and close, and we've seen them struggle. So I thought that, you know, keeping us here was advantageous. And also, now that we're here, I'll just add this little thing. I think it's more conducive to better government that we're all close. You consolidate your offices and keep us close. I've criticized, like, Indian River School District and some of these other school districts that spread all these schools out, and it's difficult for people to go to different offices and jockey all over the place. So once we made this step to be here, I think we should continue on, and I think that's what Mr. Stickles has alluded to, that we've been purchasing and going on that train of thought. So I like being Dr. now. We've made a decision, and I think we've done a good job here, and I think it's been nothing but positive. So
I agree with what you say, Mr. Colwood. It's too late. What you just said, we're going to be spread out now because we're not. We can't go across to the engineering building unless you cross the road.
Well, it's easier.
If we went out on the highway 10 years ago.
Oh, you mean taking everything out there?
If we'd done that 10 years ago, we could have stayed all in one site, one location.
Well, we are. I mean, I'm walking across the street is different, Dale, than if you put a new engineering building out there and we have to get in a car and ride out there or something. If they have to take papers.
Just farther away, you're still going to a different location.
Yeah, but it's a considerable difference than when you walk. Okay, all right.
I guess my concern is parking. Has anybody looked at the inventory of parking in Georgetown?
That's close to the building.
I mean, we are. This town seems to be growing, and it seems like with all that growth, there's not.
Georgetown's become a government town.
There's not an accommodation for all the growth in the area of parking. That's one of the biggest complaints I hear from people is, I mean, they call me on the cell phone, can I park in your council parking spot? Because there's nowhere to park within several blocks.
Meters all over. They're just cheap where you come from. Give them quarters. Send them quarters.
Has there been any inventory of parking?
Well, Mr. Stickles is probably better equipped to answer those questions, or Mr. Baker than I, with my lack of experience, but we have acquired some property.
Free parking.
Right. We have acquired some land, I'm told, in the last decade that will accommodate parking for an expansion building, parking behind Sambar's office and Bodie's, which would support the engineering building. And we're going up this way behind Domino's. We have employee parking there now, and I understand we've acquired the next two properties, which could be made into parking easily. And I understand we also own parking over near the restaurant on Market Street, East Market.
There's parking within three blocks of this building at any time. I mean, but it's not.
You got to drive in rain or ice the sidewalk.
I mean, compared to parking in Newcastle and, you know, parking compared to Laurel or Millsboro, you know, it's not like that. It's not. But if you look at what Mr. Godwin has done, he's done a very good job in a week's time. If you look at 28 acres and 13 acres, if you're talking about building a Sussex County government campus, there's property here to do that if you want. But you're talking about a tremendous debt.
Well, what about the property we're acquiring out here for the intersection? Engineer was telling me there's some extra acreage.
Why don't we let Mr. Godwin show us what he has?
I can take you through this just a couple of minutes. And this is everything that's openly for sale in the marketplace today. Okay, now you mentioned 113. The green line is 113. Of course, up on the top is the northern end of town. It's just a property I wanted to show you that, as you can see from your price sheet, since it's out of town and has no utilities, it's only $51,000 an acre. But it's 10 acres of land. It would probably suit you fine, but it's out of town. B is just on the edge of town annexation, and it's only 2.6 acres. Probably not large enough. It could suffice to house a building for engineering. That's all you're going to do. And it's pretty reasonable at $535,000. And utilities are right next door, so we could hook up to that and annex that in. Now, this one, I put a W here because that's Walmart. These two parcels back here are for sale. There's a contract on this one, but both of them have a lot of wetland. Right. On these two parcels here, we could probably get 5 or 6 acres on the front of 113 here and 5 or 6 acres on the side here on 18 pretty easily out of either of these parcels. They're $300,000 an acre.
Is that right behind Lumber 84 and all that area?
That wraps around Hardee's and the motel.
There used to be a
lot of wetlands.
Yeah, a lot.
This is going to be a problem. Would be doing away with the casino location.
Yeah. Now, one I didn't list for you, but I'll tell you about it. There's a 7-acre parcel back here behind Deltek, a real nice piece of land. I didn't get a price on it because I thought it was too far away for what you wanted, but 7 acres. This property here has access on both 113 and Annis Drive, and it's priced at $3